Periyodalit, so the place where a person should light. So the Gemara says, and this is how we paskin, that ideally a person should be lighting his menorah on the entranceway, which is to the Rishus HaRabim. And we paskin that what that means is that if his house is directly open onto the Rishus HaRabim, he should be lighting on the entrance of his house to the Rishus HaRabim. And if he's got a chotzer, he's got some sort of garden that goes to the Rishus HaRabim, he should be lighting on the entrance from the garden to the Rishus HaRabim. Where in the doorway should he be lighting? So he should be lighting on the left-hand side as you come in from the street, so that the menorah, so that the mezuzah will be on your right as you come in, and the menorah will be on your left. It should be within a tefach of the entranceway. If there's a lot of people, then as long as one of them has his menorah within a tefach of the entranceway, that's fine. Now, we talk about this idea of being surrounded by mitzvahs, meaning you've got the mezuzah on the right and you've got the menorah on the left. So the shaila comes about when there's already a menorah there. So you've got the mezuzah on the right, a menorah on the left, and now you want a light. So you may have thought now you should light your menorah on the right hand side next to the mezuzah because you're already surrounded by mitzvahs. No, the halacha still is that you should light on the left. What happens if you're lighting on an entranceway that has no mezuzah? Then you light on the right, where the mezuzah should be. And that's even if there are people who've already lit on the right. So you may have thought that, okay, so there's no mezuzah, so you should light on the right. But now, maybe you should put the other menorah on the left-hand side, in order that you'll be surrounded by mitzvahs. No, there's one side. When there's a mezuzah there, you light on the opposite side. If there's no mezuzah there, you light where the mezuzah would be. If a person lives in a block of flats or other sort of binyan with lots of people there, then he should light, when he's lighting outside, he should light by the Pesach binyan. He should light by the entranceway into the flats from the street. This is not like the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said that the entranceway from the street into the block of flats, known in Israel as the Chadar Medragot, the communal area, he said that's not an area where you can light. Chazal said you should light from the entranceway from the street into the chotzer. He says, yeah, but the Chadar Medragot, the public area, does not have a din of a chotzer. He says a chotzer was basically, back then, says the Chazon Ish, the chotzer was an extension of the house. It's a place where they used to sit, they used to do washing and cooking, etc., etc. But nowadays, a chotzer, even a garden nowadays, and certainly a public area, says the Chazon Ish, will not have a din of a chotzer. However, Shlomo Zalman argues, and he learns the Gemara Kepshutai, learns the Shav Gemara Kepshutai, that one should light on the entranceway from the street into the public area, into the Chadar Medragot. Lemaisa, Rosh Shlomo Zalman does say that if there are already menorahs there by that entrance, then he says a person can actually, in that situation, light by the window of his house. And in fact, in the years when Rosh Shlomo Zalman used to live with his son-in-law, and they had one entranceway from the street, his son-in-law would light the nearest by the entranceway, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman himself used to light by the window, which faced towards another street. And he said many svaras for this, but what seems to come down lemaisa, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, is that when you already have one menorah by the entrance, then the others can light by the windows. That's what seems to come out.